Let's clap. One, two,
hey. Well, welcome everybody. Pastor Tim Prescott here, Christian Center, Shreveport, Louisiana, USA. It's coming to the end of our regular week before we do Supernatural Friday. And I have a prophetic word I really believe goes along with some others that are getting it, but the structures of the enemy are falling apart, and we actually have a timeline for that. All right, let's talk about it. Welcome. Praise the Lord. I pray you're having a great day today. A beautiful day here in Louisiana. Our weather has been amazing. I hope yours has been too, wherever you are. We love this time of year, but it is our Thursday podcast, seventh day of March 2024. We're moving forward. March 4, we started that this week, marching forth. And we really hope you grasped what we were sharing the first 3 days this week. I know it's not a prophetic word and tend to not give as much traction to that, but I thought the Joy Journal was a wonderful revelation, and I pray you're doing it and enjoying it. And don't beat yourself up if your day goes by, you miss writing something down or whatever, but at least try to do that. Three little things a day that the Lord gives you joy about. Anything that just moves your heart and just draws you closer to our Lord. That's the main thing. Keep doing that. We're going to do it for 3 months. We're going to see what happens to our souls. I believe we're going to be transformed, so we want to be a part of that. Well, I want to saw these structures. I had a dream. I'm not going to share the dream, but I saw structures coming down. Now, some of it's the Lord he's going to do for the church. There's absolutely a major structural shift coming to the church. He showed me in a dream very clearly. And yet, we also see in the plans of the enemy structure are beginning to fall apart. And this started when I saw or listened to a live stream with Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets. Maybe it was Tuesday, I think it was. May have been Tuesday or Monday. Monday it was. I think you can go on the Gloria Zion app, or I think it's on, I know it's, I saw it on Chuck Pierce's Facebook page. And it's a little interview with Dutch Sheets and him, and they're talking about what's coming. And they used an unusual, I saw structures in my dream, but they used a term that the plans of the enemy are going to begin to unravel. There's an unraveling of the plans of the enemy. Now, I love that term because if you've ever had material or anything of value, whatever, start to unravel, you understand how quickly this thing can happen. And to unravel is to separate or disentangle the threads of a woven knitted fabric, like a rope or something. And it makes plain, it's clear, it's to solve. Anyway, it takes it apart and it begins to destroy it. And that's what Dutch Sheets had a word. And the Lord spoke to him and said, the plans of the enemy are unraveling right before our eyes. Okay, so when something begins to unravel, if you know what I'm talking about, when especially looking at a material of a fabric of some type, it usually just starts with one little thing, one little thread. And then you, like if you pull, you don't want to pull the thread because you start pulling, it'll start unraveling. Well, that's kind of what the Lord said. So we're going to pray today. We're going to pull those threads of the enemy and begin to watch it unravel. Now, my vision or dream that I, it's actually a dream. I should probably go in more detail about it. But in my dream, the Lord was, he was going to tear down old structures and put new ones in. And this was more, my dream was more about new wineskins for the body of Christ, which I was excited about. Old guard doesn't want to see changes. That's what I saw or nothing is going to stop this transformation and this new structure building, tearing down the old and putting the new. And the best description I can give you is it was like a stadium, a professional sports stadium, being torn down so they can build a new one. It gets dilapidated, it gets old, whatever, and it still can serve a purpose. I mean, they could still play the ball games there, et cetera. But the fact was, it's to a point where it's becoming dangerous for the fans, it's dangerous for the players, and it's so far behind technology, and so it has to go. And in my dream, the Lord was not angry. He wasn't. It was just like, this is what's coming. I'm going to tear down the old, and I'm going to bring in the new. And many people didn't want to see it in my dream, and they wanted to bring the stuff from the old to the new. And the Lord's going to give some grace in that area, I think, as far as the inner workings of how we are building the kingdom. He'll allow some of that. But for the most part, he told me, I think it was twice in the dream, I'm tearing this down, and I'm bringing something new. So I have an expectation. I don't have a timeline on that yet. I know it's very soon. Now, for the unraveling that Dutch Sheets talked about and Chuck Pierce were having the communication about, talking about on their live stream, Chuck put a timeline on it. And the Lord felt clearly told him this would be April, probably around Passover. He didn't say Passover, but that's usually where he gets his timelines. I believe what he's saying is that this unraveling is going to happen. So a lot of times when you hear unraveling, you think we're all going to fall apart, but that's not what's going to happen. The prayer of the saints that avails much, the fervent prayer that avails much, is going to see manifestation in this coming season. So what we need is this community, 318 community, to remind ourselves that God laughs at the enemy. I was thinking about Psalms 2. We've shared that many times before. But when all these kings, these peoples, they're devising a vain thing against God and against his people. And the kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together, it says, against the Lord and against his anointed. I know we're talking about a messianic psalm here, but also remember you are the anointed because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. So he takes a stand against the anointed and let us tear them in fetters, let them fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. And then it says in verse 4, it says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them, and he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them with his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. And I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. And he said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I surely will give you the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth your possession. Look, God's not happy with just having little small revivals, small outbreaks here and there, small ministries that he can say are part of his own. He said there, that's very clear. He says, I will ask him in, I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the very ends of the earth your possession. He wants it all. He's not a selfish God. He's a dominion God. He has dominion over all, and he wants to have dominion over all things. Not to control people, but to let their free will and the freedom that we have in Christ operate in a place where it's free of darkness, free of the possession of the enemy, and that we can say this belongs to the Lord. But that passage, this is what I want to talk about today. It says, he who sits in the heaven laughs. Now think about that. He laughs at these enemies. The enemies want to put us in bondage. What talks about fetters, etc. there, but he laughs at that enemy. And when he laughs, can you imagine what that sounds like? What that sounds like in the spirit of God laughing and beginning to just let his being come out. And that means to, the word means laugh, actually, the Hebrew word, shakak, shakak, I'm sorry, S-A-C-H-A-K. I'm not sure how you say it, but an implication is to play, to deride, to have derision, to laugh, to make merry, to mock, to play and rejoice, to scorn, and to make sport of. I like this. This is kind of like Elijah saying to the prophets of Baal, where's your God? Is he out on the pot? Where is he? You know, why isn't he here helping you? That's kind of what the Lord was doing here. And I think it's obviously wasn't arrogant. It wasn't prideful, but it is where he's saying, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to do this? And I remember I listened to Rick Joyner once, and he was talking about God giving him all these prophetic words about these different ministries. And he had like five or six things he was supposed to be doing. You know, and he cried out to the Lord. He said, God, how can I do all these? There's no way. This is too much. I don't barely have time to do what I'm doing, much less add all these others. And the answer of the Lord wasn't, oh, brother, I'm sorry. I shouldn't put too much on you. He said, the Lord said to him, was my hand too short to create the universe? I think if I can take care of the universe, I can take care of your five little ministries here. And Rick is like, I'm sorry, Lord, apologize. You know, repented at that point to that message. And I want to say this, God can take care of all our problems. He's the creator of all heaven and earth. And so no matter what we're going through, this unraveling that we've watched the enemy win victory after victory, and the structure of his things that he's woven together to restrain the saints, to restrain the move of God, is going to unravel. When they spoke it, I'm telling you, the anointing hit me while I was listening to both of them. I said, God, that is what we need. We need an unraveling of the plans of the enemy. Whatever structures he's built has got to come down. And I want you to agree with me as we look at a timeline of going into finish this month out in March and move into the real high feast season. It's interesting. This will start happening. I think Purim is the 20 something of this month, but we're going to come out of Purim, which is when the people were set free, and we're going to move into the Passover season, and we're going to let death pass over us, and we're going to walk in the fullness of life. That's what I'm believing for right now. So as we press into this word that both I've had and these guys had, and these are guys we walk with, we love these guys, so I'm going to honor their prophetic word. I've been captured and captivated by David's writings in Psalms, most of his writings in Psalms, of when he talks about how the enemy, you know, is coming against him, but the Lord's going to remember the righteous. He's going to remember us in the midst of the battle. And David cries out so much in the Psalms, like, look, this is what they're doing to me. They're coming against me day by day by day. But then he says, the righteous will not be left begging for bread. There's a part of him that I think it was external processing in the Psalms. He was just being honest of where he was and what he was feeling and the injustice of all that was going on. But he always reverted back to the goodness of God and the fact that God is going to take care of his own. And I want y'all to remember this. In the midst of this unraveling, don't just celebrate that the enemy's losing territory, because this is what tends to happen to us. When the enemy starts losing territory, the body of Christ tends to relax. And this is no time to relax. As we watch this unraveling occur, as we see these structures start to fall apart, then what do we got to do? We got to press into the Lord and say, Lord, let us partner with you to be a part of not only seeing the enemy's plans unravel, but they not be reestablished. I think sometimes we get lackadaisical and we just don't push in that moment. And the enemy just lets you celebrate your little victory only to reestablish it, and usually in a much more definite way, a greater way. Because why? He said, well, if I can be taken out once, I can be taken out again. So I'm going to build a bigger structure. So don't be surprised when we see the fall of in April, unraveling the plans of the enemy in the earth. I think this is a political issue, a spiritual issue. I think it's very big. Don't rest on our laurels. Let's get to this place. Okay, God, now let's replace this. As Jeremiah said, God told him, he said, you're going to pluck up and you're going to plant. Let's ask the Lord what we're going to plant in these places where the enemy's going to lose territory, where in our nations, where we've seen the enemy rule in darkness and inequality and all that they do, we're going to see, God, you're going to rise up and deal with that. And we want to be a part of that. So will you join with me? And let's agree that when the plans of the enemy start falling apart, unraveling, let's pull that string. Let's keep pulling on. Lord, we pull on heaven. We pull until the fullness of your word comes to pass. And then these new structures that are coming from the Lord, as we see these old things pulled down in church, we're going to see new things put in. So, Father, today, on this day, the 7th day of March in 2024, we as a people, 318 Company, agree with heaven. And we say the enemy's plans are going to unravel. We have two prophets who have prophesied it. We agree with it. We had a prophetic to agree with it. And that we are doing. We are agreeing that the plans of the enemy are going to unravel. The structure he's built against the people of God and against our nations is going to unravel. And Lord, they're not going to know what to do, but to have a handful of woven fabric in their hand of what used to be, not what is. We decree that today in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks for partnering with us this week. We'll see you tomorrow on Supernatural Friday. Thanks again for listening each and every day here from Christian Center of Shreveport in Louisiana. Don't forget our app, download it on all your devices. We're trying to update it often, put new messages. One of the things we're doing right now with our messages and our services, we usually will record the entire service, but now we're a couple days later, we're cutting out and just having the message. And so that will help you if you want to share it with others or if you just want to listen to the message part. Not that the worship's not important, it is, but we just want to make that offer to you. So you can do that. Go to our app, our website. You can see more there. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.